The Southern California Democrats said that the Monterey Park shooter exhibited warning signs before the incident that could have been acted on.
He exhibited angry and paranoid ideation when he walked into a police station only 2 weeks prior, accusing his family of poisoning him. All the while, he was stockpiling guns and ammunition.
Congresswoman Chu said part of her legislation includes providing federal resources that require better outreach to the public about red flag laws, which allow authorities to seize firearms from people who could pose a danger.
So many people in our community do not know about these red flag laws, especially those who have linguistic and cultural barriers.
Chu's package would also include federal funds for a Fair Legal Access Grant, or FLAG Act,
which will provide $50 million in grants for state and local governments to distribute to community organizations who could assist those people who want to utilize the red flag laws, because it, of course, can be a daunting process to many who are not used to dealing with the government.
Christiane Reedy lost her father, Valentino Alvero, in the Monterey Park shooting. She said knowledge of California's red flag law could have made a difference.
It could have been prevented by small actions, like having family and friends recognize their loved ones' dangerous choices and to have the resources to respond effectively.
California is among several other states with red flag laws. President Biden signed an executive order earlier this year to shore up federal background checks and improve awareness of measures like red flag laws. For KPFA News, I'm Max Pringle.